The reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1.
Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he gave us new life by raising Jesus from the dead. This fills us with a living hope, and so we look forward to possessing the rich blessings that God keeps for his people. He keeps them for you in heaven, where they cannot decay or spoil or fade away. They are for you who through faith are kept by God's power as you wait for the salvation which is ready to be revealed at the end of time. Be glad about this, even though it may now be necessary for you to be sad for a while because of the many kinds of trials you suffer. Their purpose is to prove that your faith is genuine. Even gold, which can be destroyed, is tested by fire. And so your faith, which is much more precious than gold, must also be tested that it may endure. Then you will receive praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed. You love him, although you have not seen him. You believe in him, although you do not now see him. And so you rejoice with a great and glorious joy which words cannot express. That's Simon Peter, the big fisherman, telling you that there's something that's more precious than gold, which we do not know what it's worth at the moment, but your faith is the most precious thing of all. And that no one can take from you, no one can devalue. And your treasure in heaven can never be taken from you. It's reserved for you. So the gold reserve of faith is what we are met tonight to consider, and how to build up our faith in the future. Let us stand for prayer. Lord, we come tonight because we seek those things which men can never take from us. We come to seek those things of eternal value, to seek to lay up treasure in heaven. And we thank you that these precious things are freely available to those who believe. And we pray that our faith may be wonderfully strengthened, and our hope be enriched, and our love be exercised as we meet together in worship. And so in a world that is disturbed, a world of turmoil, a world of uncertainty, a world of fear and doubt, we come and ask that that rock of certainty may be planted within our hearts, the rock of ages, even Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We ask it in his name and for his sake. Amen. Now I meet many pessimistic Christians who think that the church is on the way out, and that Christianity will die out at least before the end of the 20th century. Well, that's one way of looking at it. It's the pessimistic way. A bit like the man who said his church was half empty. But an optimist would say the church is half full. And there are other ways of looking at the Church of Jesus Christ. One of the most encouraging facts to me is the interest in God's Word. Now, this new translation of the New Testament by the American Bible Society, Dr. Bratcher, called Good News for Modern Men, was produced just over a year ago. And the American Bible Society ordered 150,000 copies to be printed. To this last week, 9.5 million copies have been sold. And it's selling at the rate of 13,000 a day. Now there's something here, and those who feel that Christianity is on the way out need to weigh up such facts as that. People still want good news because there's so much bad news, and this book contains good news for modern men. Now our subject tonight is the future of the church, what we can look forward to.